Good afternoon. So welcome to the first Sunday of our liturgical year. The church follows a different cycle, a calendar cycle. We call it a liturgical year. And there are actually three liturgical cycles, cycle A, B, and C. Last year, the last liturgical year was cycle A. This year, we're starting cycle B, so that for the lectors, those who read during the Mass, they would look at the readings from the cycle B. And this Sunday is officially the start of the next or the liturgical year of cycle B. Advent is the beginning of that liturgical year. There was a recent survey that says that there is a growing percentage of people spending time online in the internet. Parents who are here, that survey also says that teenagers spend at least 9 hours in social media platforms. 30% of that time spent online, those who are in the World Wide Web, are actually spent in social media. 60% of those who go online in social media uses mobile phone. Many of our kids have cell phones. Sometimes you see children 9 years old, 10 years old having cell phones. They have access to all kinds of social media or social networking. Put it side by side with another survey. A recent survey also said that here in the United States, an average American spends 8 minutes a day in prayer. Translated into 8 minutes a day online with God. Can you imagine the disparity between spending time on the internet, World Wide Web, online, and media, other media outlets, TV, and spending time online with God? If Jesus comes today, will He find us online in the World Wide Web or online with Him praying? In our gospel today, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 33 to 37, Jesus said, "Be watchful, be alert, because you do not know the time will come." I have a professor whose name was Father Hermann Müller, a German SVD. He was our professor in Old Testament. And from 1978 to the time of his death in 2000, he taught scriptures in the seminary. All Saints Day, November of 2000, he was found in his room, kneeling, praying his breviary, online with God, dead. When Father Müller was called, he was online with God in prayer. His life was a perpetual advent. A perpetual advent. Advent also reminds us of our exit plan. Do you have an exit plan? When we die, What is your exit plan? You know, exit is a word, a letter less than exist. Remove S and it means exit. That is why when we exit this world, it means to exist is left behind. To live no longer exist, but we exit this world. But the greater question is, will God find us online when we exit this world? Are we ready to accept Him, to meet Him? Second point and last point. Advent, it comes from the Latin word advenere, which means coming, arrival. Who is coming? We are preparing for the coming of Jesus, His birth in Bethlehem. And it is a joyful celebration. It is a joyful celebration, but also a spiritual celebration. And if it's a spiritual celebration, it demands a spiritual preparation. And how do we do that? Be online in prayer and be online in our interior discipline. I will explain further. If you listen carefully to our first reading in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the people of Israel has been in exile for 70 years. And they have lost the sense of God. They feel they are offline. They were the chosen people. They had direct access to God. They were always online with God, especially with their patriarchs, Abraham, Moses. And then came the exile to Babylon. That is why in our reading today, they are praying urgently for God to come back. And then now they are preparing themselves for God to come again. For so many years, they were offline because of their transgressions against God. And finally, Isaiah is giving them hope. Now, they're trying to be online with God, preparing for His coming. In the second reading, in the letter of Paul, first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, Paul is so happy with the community of Corinth. Because among the communities, Corinth is the most permissive sexually, and morality is so down. And yet when they received the message of God, they accepted it. Of all the communities that Paul established, Corinth was the most receptive. They welcomed the message of God. They started to pray. They started to follow the demands, the moral demands of the law. And they started to have discipline. And Paul was praising them because now they are online with God. They're doing what God wants them to do. I guess the main question is this. This coming Advent, and I'm not saying this only for you. This is also my assignment this Advent. Let us tilt the balance of our being online this Advent. Most of us have an imbalance online. We're mostly in the World Wide Web. We're mostly in media outlets, whether it is TV or whatever. Let us tilt the balance and put it to be online with God. This Advent, reduce the number of hours being online in the World Wide Web. This Advent, reduce our time spent in front of our new altar, the TV. And instead, tilt the balance to have more time online with God in prayer and internal discipline. The discipline comes when we practice it. St. Thomas Aquinas said, virtue is a habit done repeatedly. Repeatedly. Vice is a bad habit done repeatedly. Repeatedly. Discipline can lead us to virtue by doing internally good things, good habits, and do it repeatedly, repeatedly, until it becomes a virtue. And I tell you, we will be online with God. The more virtues we acquire, the more we will be online with God.